Hello, welcome back. It's Lisa with Truth in Hand, and I'm here with my favorite tag team partner, Mike.
Hey, Lisa. Hi, everyone. I'm Mike, your Astro Daddy for this new moon in Pisces. Lisa, I'm a Pisces rising, so I'm real excited.
Well, my Mercury in Pisces, I've been swimming a little bit to your Pisces rising, but let's see if we can streamline this. And with all of these watery planets this month, let's try and give people some solid ground to rocks to hop across the river on. This Pisces new moon invites more of a surrender to intuition. And yet there's this dream weaving that is important to do too, because the new moon, sun and moon are square to Jupiter, and it's in Gemini. It's finally direct. But there's that tension between limitless vision and practical expansion. And you want to watch a tendency to overestimate or idealize, because there's this conflict inside between faith and reality. Too much logic kills the magic, but too much magic without logic never, it's smoke and mirrors. It never materializes. So this moon cycle is really about finding your internal sweet spot. All right. And Jupiter can magnify the illusions, but then our job is to take action on some of them. We've got Venus retrograde in the mix. It's in Aries and it's going to head back into Pisces. And this is really doing a checklist, a review. What are your past desires, relationships, and self-worth? One of the things with Pisces is they get the reputation, because it's earned, for being a martyr. But it's like, nope, with Venus, Aries, Pisces, Aries again, we have to have a strong stand for what we know we want and not give it up or expect somebody else to give it to us. It's very much about that authority, that inner authority. So, where have you been spiritually bypassing asking for your legitimate wants and needs, or demanding other people meet them? And what illusions can be stripped away so that authentic abundance can emerge as your dreams get paired up with action? Okay, Mike, what do you see for this moon?
Well, Lisa, as you know, new moons are great times to initiate things. And because this new moon is in Pisces, we want to initiate things that Pisces resonate. So we want to be true to our imagination, our spirituality, start new projects, more compassion perhaps in a helping out or volunteering at a homeless shelter, for example, is an example of a new moon in Pisces. We wake up on the new moon morning with a Mercury sextiling Uranus. I think you could expect some unexpected things happening on Thursday.
Mercury and Uranus. I'm sorry, I can't go with Uranus or Uranus. I always take the middle road. Uranus. Yeah, there's definitely going to be some aha lightning strikes. I agree. Those are important. And we're going to need them, because our card for mind, we did the mind, body, heart, spirit for you guys to work with over the course of this moon cycle. We start out with the mind is the devil. Okay. Now, the devil card is tricky in the fact that don't give away too much of your authority. This is where we get caught giving outside authority the final say. Your internal authority matters. All right. You have to have the vulnerable ask. You have to be brave. You have to know yourself. This is where we get caught in loops, where we self-medicate because we're uncomfortable taking responsibility for what we can do in the situation. We may not be able to change what's going on, specifically. It's like, okay, the world is changing on a very big scale. And so we may not be able to have a macro influence there, but on the micro influence, you absolutely can. And the micro informs the macro. So it's like, this is take one step towards being accountable for what are your wishes and dreams. Stay on creativity. The antidote to ho hopelessness and powerlessness is to create. And so this says, instead of dealing with smoke and mirrors, and right now nobody knows exactly what's going on. Don't even get me started with all this water. Think about, can you read, paper that's been floating in water? No. So it's like, don't get caught up in what you think is happening. Deal with what you know you've got in front of you, what the facts are, and make your single choice one at a time. I can do this. I can contribute this. I can help here. And that's where you don't drown, or drown your sorrows in all of this Pisces energy, the mind, because our mind shapes it. Emotions are molecules and they travel our nervous system just like water. And when we've got the devil there, we have to remember that our mind shapes water. Water takes the shape of the container. So whether you want to give it a thimble full of attention, whether you want to give it a swimming pool full of attention, whether you want to give it an ocean of attention, be deliberate, be conscious in your choice. That way, the devil card doesn't mean that you are being hijacked by somebody else's stories. The story is yours to take responsibility for and tell. For our heart card, we've got the Six of Cups. Now, what have we got astrologically that brings us back to childhood? Anything, any particular transits stand out? Because the Six of Cups can be very much about our childhood programming or just remothering ourselves. Is there anything that stands out to you?
Well, I mean, the next day, Lisa, Friday the 28th, we have moon aspects all day from a trine conjunction. It's pretty much an emotional day.
But I knew it. That's perfect. The Six of Cups, right after this full moon, and we've got that Mercury Uranus, lighting us up for with new insight. Then the following day, the moon, with all of those aspects, brings up the limitations of our childhood. All right. So the difference is with a lot of easy aspects, trines, sextiles, even conjunctions, we can reparent ourselves. And this card is an invitation to be kind. It's like, meet yourself where you are. All right. You do not need to rely simply on patterns. And you have to, Uranus, again, sextile Mercury, it's easier to break those patterns. And this is a more of a gentle embodiment practice that reconnects you with the joy. Remember how happy you could be in childhood just doing something simple? So Venus is, priming up the next day, I think, for Venus retrograde. So it, some of these old longings may surface. Review them, review them. Tend to your inner child. What does it crave? And how can you give yourself the healthiest? Remember, the mind is the devil. How can you give yourself the healthiest version of what you really crave? Yeah.
I just want to add that Mercury goes into its shadow. I know you were talking about Venus going retrograde, and that's going to go retrograde on the first, but today, Friday the 28th, right after the new moon, is Mercury enters its shadow. So we'll have 2 weeks of this before it goes retrograde.
Oh, I love this. And you know what's interesting? Because we've got the new moon, which is really that invitation to go within and be the person that shapes those all of these deep emotions and all that water. Then we've got Mercury in Pisces is in its shadow, but before it goes retrograde, it's going to move into Aries. So once again, it's that opportunity to revisit the past and revive what is accurate for you now and reshape it as the adult that you are. And that goes with,
Venus.
the Venus retrograde. It's right on the Queen of Wands. Okay. The Queen of Wands, queens are always the attractor factor. So this mind cycle, this moon cycle, this mind cycle, this moon cycle, the Queen of Wands in the heart position is very much about your ability to attract in when you know what your want, need, desire is, you stand a much better chance of seeing it, connecting with it, having it come to you. All right. It's just flat out neurobiology. It's kind of like we don't, if we're not in the market for cars, they've proven that it's white noise. We don't even see the ads unless they use sneaky things to make us see them, you know, which they can do, brain hacks. But by and large, we screen out things that we're not in the market for. But once you know what you want, you see all the car ads. Okay. So the Queen of Wands, this cycle says, do you know what you want? Because if you don't, how are you going to get it? And then dream bigger, the way that you did when you were a child before you knew what you could and couldn't have. This is the place where you want to dream and make real, you know, the dream. But I'm jumping ahead. The spirit card, and then we'll finish with a couple of highlights. The spirit card is the King of Pentacles. So first, you with Venus going retrograde in Aries back into Pisces, you vi revisit childhood, pull up those genuine wants, needs, desires. How do they fit you now? Dream bigger than what you've been taught to settle for, and then take one step at a time. The King of Pentacles is very much the massive, major manifester. Here, we'll use a little alliteration. But King of Pentacles is absolutely concrete in the body, makes it real at the highest level. So it's like, yeah. And that is that combination where rather than escapism and fear-based conditioning, you're stepping into knowing what you want, taking one practical step towards it as you magnetize in opportunities. And that's the cards for you this season. So, how does that sound?
What a great new moon.
Yeah. Now, I want to summarize. Are there any particular days besides, because it sounds like the first half of this is front end loaded. It's like the new moon, then we've got Mercury in its shadow, then we've got Venus going retrograde.
Right. And so the first 2 weeks of March are going to be kind of tricky because you'll have Venus in retrograde and Mercury ultimately going retrograde soon after. So the finishing up of March will be retrograde season between those two.
You know, it's interesting. I heard a colleague, and I can't remember which one, or I would quote them, but they said that if you're not careful, the end of the retrogrades will look just the same as the beginnings did. And that makes me think of the, you know, the devil card again. It's like you can just keep doing what you've always done and you'll be caught in the same loop. Or you can use this moon cycle to make a few heartfelt tweaks inside of you and come out with a much cleaner, clearer start for making your dreams come true. You know, I love that about the Aries season. You know, this is Pisces wrapping it up. And if you clean up this part of what is, you know, what has been that final chapter, Pisces is the last sign in the zodiac. The final chapter of this last year, we've got the astrological and natural spring coming for a fresh start. So you can, at the end of the retrogrades, which begin, they kick off Venus and then shortly thereafter Mercury. I don't think Mercury is this moon cycle. You can really clean mental, physical, heart, what is it? Mind, body, heart, spirit. You can do a spring clean out for mind, body, heart, spirit, and really be intentional with what you want to grow this year. We do invite you journal on any limiting beliefs. That might be a great way to consciously release them under this new moon. Definitely with Six of Cups in the body, move your body intuitively, whether it's dance, gardening, walking, whatever you can do that brings you joy in the body. Definitely do that. Find one place where you're willing to put a stake in the ground and go, I really want this. You know, that's that Queen of Wands. It's like, this is what I want. With, you know, it's like, and then let the universe open some doors. And anchor it with if there's more than one, there's never just one door that opens. So pay attention, be curious. And then once you've got all those doors open, anchor it in with one practical step towards that big ask. Just break it down a bite at a time, right? Yeah. In this current celestial uncertainty, it's a whole new era dawning of magnetism and grounded abundance. You just want to make sure it's rooted. And it comes from that transformational mindset that heals the past and reclaims your authentic power in the present. How does that sound?
I think that when, because it's been happening to me, Lisa, like I've been thinking of someone and they'll call me, or my intuition is like crazy right now. And I think that's a symptom of what you're referring to, the ability to manifest and having that intuitive, that transformational thing that we're going through. I think that's part of it, isn't it?
I think that's such an important part, and I'm really glad you brought that up because there are so many people who've been having shared dreams. I mean, somebody has even shown up in somebody else's dream. She was fighting a monster and she helped shoo the monster away. It's like, just shoo, shoo, just go. You know, there's all kinds of, with all of this Pisces, it is that place where boundaries dissolve and you can't feel safe there and operate efficiently, which is when people will check out. Unless you know where your boundaries are, where your edges are. So the more you can map that, and that I think is a reason we've got so much. And by the way, Saturn and Neptune are going to go into Aries and then back into Pisces.
That's right.
Venus is going in, you know, Aries into Pisces and then back into Aries. Mercury, Pisces, Aries, Pisces. So we're really getting a chance to clean up the places where we have been operating unconsciously so that we can consciously enjoy being rewired at this new level and all the magic and fun that's there without it being overwhelming or terrifying. But if you don't know how to say no and draw a boundary in your physical day-to-day, how overwhelming must people feel if they're now moving into that intuitive realm? Where it's like you think of somebody and they call. You know, it's too easy to overestimate the power of anything outside of you and underestimate your impact on it.
So true.
Yeah. So don't miss that. That's why take care of yourself. This is a powerful shift into your sovereignty. All right. And it's really balancing that fire, which is your ability to see it and attract it, with the earth, which is stability and mastery. So have some fun there. Play there. Yeah. Any other days you want to highlight for us before we let them go?
A lot of this next 2 weeks, Lisa, is very moon oriented. There's most of the days are just moon aspects. There's very few other aspects with the other planets. Go easy every day. Like you said, just take this new moon energy and let it take you to the 13th of the month, which we'll talk about the full moon in Virgo at that point. Right now, focus on Pisces attributes, right? Compassion, imagination, spirituality. Do what Lisa said, move into that next realm, the transformation, because we have all the manifestation abilities within us. Now we just got to bring it to the surface. And this new moon will help us get there.
It's an invitation to do so or stay stuck in a loop. You decide. You get to be the authority. So, well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for joining us. And we enjoy sharing this with you. Hopefully, you enjoy hearing it. We look forward to seeing you next time. I'm Lisa Greenfield with Truth in Hand.
And no, Mike, your astro daddy. Take care, everyone.